Okay. Zion. Hodach adichas yisera is chaverta benigiyasa. So that which we're saying that these two things can touch each other and affect them is dachik shisura machem is atzma. Okay, go in the nevela ibasu b'cholav. If the item itself is betzim osur, so then it's maflin, it's tam into the next piece. Even though it's kachish, it's maflin, it's tam into the next piece. At least b'kdei netilah. Alam ein bo iser alamashi bolim imokam acher. But if the item itself is not osur, it's only osur because it absorbed iser from something else. It doesn't affect the one which is next to it. Even though they tzli it together, but remember, because so again, if you have X and you have A and you have B, so we're saying that X goes into A, and then from now the question is, does A transfer time to B? So if X is shamein, it goes into A, and then from A it goes to B. If X is kochish, it goes into A and it stays there. It doesn't go to B at all. Because that which A will transfer time to B, if it has an isra machmas atzma. Abulom in the worm of Mephavim, Betimon can go in Shuman, Beseres Chaberta, Beim Betzli, Beim Anagas, Zuba Zuba, Cham Bacham, or Betatoyen Cham, Bel Yonet Sanenna, Shu Yisra, Habulu Beatzma, Mephafeya, Be Yotzi Mechaticha, Leticha. So even though you don't have to worry about the A putting a tam into B, the belia from X into A goes to B because the dabur which is mefafe is mefafe. Even mechaticha the chaticha. Chadushei Rashba. Okay. Comes along the Ramah. The Ramah says that the kol tam chaticha is this that we're saying that a belia which is kachish stays into where it's nivla. So X, which is, if X was iser which was kachish, goes into A and A is. X is kachish, it goes into A, it stays in A, it doesn't go to B at all, unless there's rights of. That's only by base katichas. Avo kli shabala iser oyser hetar shen negeva filo b'iser shen osham. But belia from X into kli and then kli into B. So even though X is kachish, the blia goes into the kli, the blia will come out of the kli into B, into the chaticha, even though it's kachish. We'll see later on, but maybe you need right. At least with tibis ksas. That's going to be... But for now, we don't know that. Okay? So, the nature of A kli doesn't really hold out. It's not really absorbing the flavor. It's not really integrating the flavor into its messias. It's just holding it so it can be mafled more easily than an oichel, which sort of absorbs the flavor and integrates the flavor into what it is. So that holds on to the flavor. It's not yosem chaticha as easily as it goes out from a kli into a kli. Okay, good. Sounds pretty straightforward. So this is without reitzev. This is all without reitzev, right? With reitzev it goes out. That's not a shaila. Reitzev goes from chaticha to chaticha. Goes from chaticha to that. This is a kiddush over here without reitzev. So our goal is with liquid. So and liban, which is not liquid, is a whole different din. It destroys it. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Okay, so there's a few issues over here. The issue over here, this possible call of issue, is a significant point. So let's and the Shah, the Taz and the Shah take different approaches to it. Actually, it'd be nice to do the Taz first because it's easier, right? But let's see the Taz first. Yud Gimel. I must have called it. So So we have this interesting relationship how we look at Abbas Bakalov in regards to these issues. So Abbas Bakalov, we have a din of Chetich Nasas Nevela. So the meat itself becomes part of the Yisur, like we spoke before, the Shach says, because it's not the Belia of the milk, which is the Yisur, it's the combination of the Tam of the Basur and the Tam of the milk, which is the Yisur. So, for example, like the Shach is going to bring this halacha that Chetich really Skabe is not Basur. So, if you're dealing with a case of, let's say, you go into the shlachtos and there's animals which are shochet properly, one of the animals is not shochet properly, and you have a large piece of meat from that animal, it's considered a piece of meat from the animal. Mor talks about Keta Yerech. Yerech is considered a piece of meat. So, you have a whole Yerech. So, the Yerech of Isser gets mixed up with your other ones of Heter. There's no Heter bit of a knife. See, it really is God, but it's not bottle. Let's say the Yerech is not Osir on its own, but it was Nivla into the Yerech Tam of Israel. So you can't eat the Yerech, but that if it's mixed up, it'll become Batel. Because the Israel, which is Mechubadik, is not Batel. Over here, the Israel is not Mechubadik. The meat of the Yerech is the Mechubadik Azar. That's Batsim Hatter. In it is a Bliya of Israel. Bliya is an Atzokoshim. So there's no that it doesn't preclude bitzavura. Let's say the case was a yerech which you cooked with milk, and now it's bosu b'chol. It's not bosu. With this kav, it's not bosu. Or maybe the issue is the bliya. No, the issue is both together. So the bosu, which is on mechubad gazak, is the batsim iser, and it's not bosu b'raim because with this kav. So we look at the bosu itself as batsim iser, and that's the thing that's nevela. Okay, so it comes along this bit over here and says, fine, if you tell me that it's etzem iser, so there got to be these issues of belias being yotzei, so it should be the same thing. We're saying that the chilul between when the item itself is the iser, as opposed to has a belia. So, bas v'chol, the item itself is the iser. Zok the taz, yeah, but it's a funny thing. It's an iser which has an iser only because of a belia. And bliyas don't go after katicha l'katicha. So now what do you do? A hikshar rishal perikir gedoshah simim hem hei doha kaimelon ein yisur b'lua halach b'la roitiv filim b'basa b'cholav. So that which is nivla doesn't leave the katicha that's nivla into, even unless there's liquid there, it's sitting in liquid. Even b'basa b'cholav. And how do I know? V'rai mitibas cholav shenafal al-basar So, this Gemara, you learn the Sugya with the Kufkes, talks about a case of tibas. You had a pot with multiple pieces of meat in it, and the tibas kala falls on one of those pieces, which is not in the rotav. Let's learn the simple case. It's totally above the rotav. It'll just make life easier for now. So the tipa skala falls on that piece. That piece doesn't have shishim keg of the tipa, so that piece is nasin the bailer. Good. What's the status of the other pieces of meat in the pot? So Ramah says, which is Keshman, comes out in the Gemara, that if unless you later on mix that piece with the rest of the pot, so that piece is also the rest of the pieces are mutter. Well, why are we worried about the time of the all of going through that piece into the next piece, because bliyos are not yosim mechaticha below roitzav, since it's sitting above the roitzav. So the chol, which one of that piece stays in that piece? Okay, fine. Step number one. Step number two, we have a major problem over here. But we just told you that the iser is not just the milk; it's also the meat. And the meat is machlin from the next piece. But it's not Yisra Blue. It's Yisra Etzer. So why does it affect the Elder Katichas? So that's a great question. I'm not answering the question right now, but the Marshal said, I see it from the Gemara, that it doesn't move. It doesn't affect. It doesn't make the other pieces awesome. Okay. So it's a fair issue Gemara. Elsa Turloi Dok Gekan. So the Tur over here, when he says, Basa B'cholav, that's true. And look at the other places, Yisra Machlin Atzma, Basu Cholav is a valid example, not over here. And the Torah just agav shitva, he threw it in. Imloi Shinafarish Mashakos Khan Bosom Khalov Hano Bosra Kham Shinoga Bagvina Shizakosh of Isa Mahmazatsma. What we're talking about over here is not, we're talking about the blea of the basar going into the cheese, and the blea of the cheese, the time of the cheese going into the basar. So two chatichas will touch each other. So each one can go into the other one. So we're talking about two chatichas, one cheese and one meat. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Pirsha basar ye osamach mazer, and then mela, the isser will go from the gemina to the basar, the isser will go from the basar to the gemina, etc. Now, again, the Taz totally ignores that there's another issue over here. But what about the Tam Bosser? Okay. So here you see again this interesting conversation. Chazal told me that a bliya is not yetzim chatika b'lo roita. So the milk goes into the chatika and it stays there. It doesn't go out. So in this chatika there's basar b'chol. There's milk and meat. And the isser is not just the milk part of it, the isser is the meat part of it. Eat a kazai of it together, you're fine. That means the meat is part of the isser. Now, out of that piece of meat comes a tam, which goes into the next piece of meat, which is only meat without any milk at all. Because bliya doesn't go, yes, because it's a bliya, right? So it's a very effective filter to undo basar b'chol. Right? Well, car should work. But the problem is, there's the nechitika nas the veil, and that doesn't work. Actually, the sechta also. So, how do you deal with that? So we see the car. Again, this idea which we discussed in Sadi Dalad with the Bach and the Shach about when you measure from, if you have a case where you have basar without cholov, or the other case was basar which was ben yoma with when the cholov was ben yoma, I remember the case what direction it was. Right, one of them, it was post ben yoma for one of them, and the other one was still ben yoma, so it can't generate the difference of cholov because it's not. For Torah purposes, Eina Ben Yom Cholov is insignificant. It doesn't have a din of Cholov. So it's not Basar B'Cholov. So the Bach says, the Shach says, I don't care. Since when they became Basar together, it was Ben Yarmai. So now the Basar is Basar Mitzat Atzmai. And the Basar is Ben Yarmai. So who cares about that Ben Yarmai? And the Bach says, what do you mean, who cares? This is Basar B'Cholov together, and the Cholov is Eina Ben Yarmai. Right? So you see the right to this same sugya again coming up, and the Shach's going to grapple with this problem. But the Taz just seems to be very comfortable to say that it's an effective filter, and we don't worry about it. So there in Sadi Dal on that Shach, so the Prima Gadim points out, says, Ayin Kufei, we're going to have this question. He says, he ties it into the question, is Basar B'Cholov, Efshel Sechta Osir, and Basar B'Cholov is Osir, what about if you could remove even a mashu of the Cholov? There's nothing left of the Cholov at all in the Basar. Do you say Efshel Sechta Osir? So he says, the Shach understands that even if you take every single ounce of that, every single mashu of the Cholov out of here, the basar becomes this, and he said, that's the way, and that's the end of the conversation. And he's looking at the Taz disagrees, and the Taz says, no, that basar b'cholov is asur as long as you can put a shame basar b'cholov on it. So even though the cholov is no longer, can't put time into the basar anymore, but since a mashu goes with, so maybe it has the same basar b'cholov. But even a mashu doesn't go with, it's not basar b'cholov anymore, it's something else. And that doesn't go into the rule of after the Sechta Osir. And the Prima Gadim over here just he seconds to but he says the Shach, but he said the Prima Gadim in Mishmas says Yud Gimel says, look what I said in Sisei Das and Yud Zayin, which we first have to see the Shach. And then that's part of what he's grappling with. Fine. And then the Kudus says on this Das, see what I said in the Shach and Yud Zayin, and then everything will be wonderful.
Theoretical
case,
there is such a thing.
So, this case. Aliyah can't be used but we're going to. So, Mela, what goes into the next Chaticha is not possible to call him anymore. That's what the Mashal is holding, so the Taz is holding. So, the Shach there in Sadi Beis. After everything is said and done, we got to answer the case over there. So the Shach over there says, the next Chaticha is a Taka Osir Kedei Netila, right? The Taka Osir Kedei Netila. And if you don't have a Shaman, it'd be Osir Bekuloi. Even when you mention it, you know, it's like this little, this one line Shach, you know, which this, there's this major mouthful in that one line Shach. So your whole kasha is not a kasha. Taka does go in, but that the guy that much I'm going to give it a din of kachish, and it only goes into the tefillah. But taka answers. So Michelle's kasha doesn't answer. The shachah does answer. Now there's no mention in the Gemara. There's no mention in the Shulchan Aruch that the din of ktein tefillah. This Bukhal not mentioned in the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, that there's an intertain the deal. The Shach says, but you, that's got to be true, because it's Basa Bukhal, but it's about Atzimai. So it has to be Mavliya, at least, Bukhal the deal. Fine. Yudalit, if you like, if Nitzel Yachad, the Tam Batur, Shayna Yisra Balua, Yazbhtir, Yazimena, Blibla, Bacharis, Bula, Raitav. It doesn't move without Raitav. Pirish, Eno, Yisra, Klau. Phil Kane Klipa. Kikas Behadim, Rochelle, Pekanosh, Sinem, Hey, Deloy Boy Klipa. It doesn't affect it at all. So you have Yisra X going into Khtiha A, and Yisra X is Kachush. It stays in A, and it doesn't go to B at all. At all. Period. Nothing. So even if you would take the side of A, which was the Kedein Netila, and turn it around and touch it to B directly, it wouldn't make a difference. It doesn't leave.
Is the case of Bishol also an example? Do we still say it's a Balua and therefore it doesn't ask? Yeah, he's giving a case where he turned it around because it was only asking Kedein Netila to begin. What if it had asked it a Kulai?
But a kachush, which is bablia, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's it. I don't think so. But I'm not sure. Right. All the cases they always discuss it in the context of. It went in through Chile. Okay. Now, Tesvov, that's the Taz. That's talking about it was Balea from the Borin, which are Kahusha. It's Balea, the Borin, which are Mefafim. So then, Itaka goes, X, which is a Shomain, goes into A, and it goes from A to B. Zatataz. Remember, our starting point was this Gemara. The makor for this is the Gemara in Kufchas, which says that the Tipas Kolov goes into the Chaticha and stays there. And we're saying that's even true, even by the war in which. And we're saying that the law is different if it's a Mefafeya. I mean, Kolov is not a Mefafeya. I mean, Kolov is not considered Shomeh. Masha the Kolov and a Mefafas. So we're saying. If X goes into A, it can't go to B. Unless X is Shomain, then it could go to B. The Makor for this is the Gemara in Kufchas Amud Beis. The Makor says that you have a Tibas Kol which went onto the Chaticha, it stays in that Chaticha. So there, the Rishonim learned that we see this Yisrael, which I think is a Nivla, it stays in the Kadiko. Comes along the Rosh and says, but Dabar Shaman is different. It's not compared to Shaman Gemara, right? Dabar Shaman is different. So, well, it means the Rosh understands that Chalav is not Shomei. And the Gemara said, that's this Yisrael that the Gemara is telling me that something which is Nivla stays in the Chatitha is only by something like Chalav, which is the Kachav. But Shomei and Kehler would be different. Right, if Caleb went in, it can't be different. So it means it's Mavur Klor, the Cholov is considered a Kochush. Nimla Kain, in my reading, the Simsani basic base, Dosh Katicha Levada Nesra, Malay Hakaris, which is Hafti Somach. That he's just quoted, and that's actually the Makor, but also you. Gambashem, the Tursa Baisa Oruch, Virashal. That's Mamash the Rash. The Rashba who the Makor for this is like it says there is Chuzhe Rashba, right? This is actually Makos Mishonah. Whether Rashi Shita is even by Dabar Shomen, it's not Mufafay Mechatecha L'Chatecha. Right? But the Rashba says no, but Dabar Shomen is Mufafay L'Chatecha L'Chatecha. But the Rashba is, and the Rashba, his point is we contrast Cholav and Chet. So Cholav is totally different. And that's the din over there in Sadi Beis. Zog the Taz, I got a problem. Vel Simon Pei Zion, Sif Yud, Muchach, the Minun, the Chol of Nikri, Isser Shuma Fafeyat, Koshik Safti Shom. He says, but I have a riot in Simon Pei Zion that we look at milk as something which is considered fatty, which is Mafeyat. So over there he says Sarkin, I don't know. That's the Taz says over there. He says, furthermore, I got a problem. Don't ask me a problem. I have a problem in Kufay. From Kufay to Kufay. Right? It says that Lechara, that here the Mechaber says, "Dein chaylev mechafei mechatecha chatecha b'lo roitev." Even Dabar Shomer is not mechafei mechatecha b'lo roitev, which is the shita of the Rashi and the Maram and the Mordechai, etc., would say that even chaylev is not mechafei. So I got a problem, which is shreir. So that chilik, the Shach's going to say this is kitum case of Maliach, the problem case of Shli. Maliach even. Doesn't have the Malach, even Malach Kriseach, Lagabi Shomein, it doesn't have that. The Taz doesn't like that, because Malach is Kriseach, etc. That's that problem. Because I have a problem in Pei Zion, that if we're over there in Pei Zion, that Cholav is Nikra Shomein. Now, that Raya that he says the Cholav is considered Shomein is not just like jump out of your face, clear Raya that he has, that you know, Tavura before Mefarish in the Machabra over there, that Cholav is considered Shomein, and then we have to answer the Stira. So the Taz of the life Sarki, but the mice the Pashas over here were saying that the Cholav is not is a Shomein, and you have to answer his Kash over there different ways. That's a shame. You're going to learn Pei Zion. You know, over there was a Sifyud. Right.
Does he mean to say that that's the reason why this opposite works? First of all,
that
should have belonged to the first Rashi. Should have said because it's not all idea. It doesn't belong here. And I also don't.
Okay. Might as well just bite the bullet. Okay. How do you make cheese? The truth is make cheese. Right? So, one way to make cheese is called acid set cheese, which is simple. You take your milk, put in some lemon juice, and it'll turn it. It will not become hard cheese. That doesn't make hard cheese. That just curdles out. That's what you make. Basically, it's how you make your cottage cheese, etc. If you take all the liquid, the farmer should do some of the way inside. It's cottage cheese, etc. There's what the hard set cheeses are. They use something called there are proteins in the milk which, together with a catalyst, with an enzyme, will develop into a molecule, which will create a structure which gives it its hardness. For that purpose, you need an enzyme. The enzyme is found in the stomach of calves, because they have to digest their mother's milk. That's the same milk that we drink, right? So you get it from the stomach of a cat. That's how you get it. So that sounds not so Jewish. I mean, obviously you don't take it out of the stomach when he's alive. You shaft it and you take out the enzyme. So there's two ways to get that enzyme. When you shaft the calf, you open up the stomach, there actually usually is a mass of semi-digested milk in it, which is laced with this enzyme. Okay? So far, so good. So that's not possible. Right? That's just cholov. It's semi-digested cholov. You take some of it out, you stick it into your big vat of milk, and you make it into cheese. Right? That's one way of doing it. Other way of doing it is that in the wall of the stomach, there are the glands which secrete this enzyme. So you take the actual wall of the stomach, which is or cava, and which is pusser, and you stick some of it into your milk. Now, why aren't we worried about pusser b'cholov? That's the conversation for Pesach. Okay? But in the first way of doing it, taking the contents of the stomach, which is referred to in the more in the halacha as the cava, interestingly enough. Cava in treifas is referring to the stomach, not the contents. But in Pesach, the word cava refers to the contents, and the word or cava refers to the stomach. Right. It's a good piece of information to know when you're on Pesach, because the first time I'm on Pesach, it drove me crazy, so I figured that out. That saved you about 2 days' worth of mutrins. So, that sounds good. Now, what about the following situation? You shaft the calf, and you didn't get an ounce opening up the stomach and getting the stuff out until 24 hours later. So, the stomach of the cava, the contents of the cava, sat in the cava, in the or cava, for 24 hours. Now it's kavish basa b'cholov. Now you take some of that and you put it into your milk. You have a problem that you put basa b'cholov into your milk. Right? Or they forgot to take the stomach out and they did malicha on the animal and then they realized, oh, well, the stomach is in there. So now we have, it was nimlach, a sheer malicha with the contents of the stomach in the stomach. So it's also basa b'cholov. So the Makarba says, in a case where kolam nimsa b'keva, shenimla b'kevasa, oy sha'omed yom echad, also lahamid boy. So now it's possible kolam. You can't use it to be maimed to make cheese. Comes the Ramah. So the Ramah says, okay, let's say you did use it. So in that contents, there's two parts to it. There's the stuff which is ready like coagulate out, etc., to the point that it's not a food anymore. So it doesn't have dini yisra on it. It's like something which is nisra. So that part is a more called pirsha ba'alma. It's like excrement, the animal. It hasn't come out yet, but it's the same thing. So that's not a problem. But the liquidy part is milk still. So he says, "Imhamid boy, imhu at solo oyser kol gavinus achei samach b'cholav shehamid negan akeva asura." So you need samach in the milk against the amount of the enzyme, you know, of the liquid you put in. If it already coagulated, even though there's not samach negan, it's fine. Now, v'imhoya hakeva solo mitchila v'nikra sheishu din solo. What point sheishu kilim is that? You know, fine. Comes along the Taz. So far, so good. Everything seems like a lot of sense, right? You need some. So now we have a rule. We're going with like the sheet of the min b'minu is besamach. The review holds min b'minu is bottle. Period. We don't hold min b'minu is bottle. Now min b'minu is bottle. Min rice it's bottle. You're right. Because the only reason why you need some is because of time. Mamin Bimino doesn't put any time in it. You know, the milk, we have the milk, takes milk. You know, it's ridiculous. So, it's Pitzim Arayv. The Maisim and Rabban, you need some. So, the Makor for this din is a Rosh. And the Rosh is going in his context that he holds Mamin is Besamach. She said this halacha over here, etc. Now, the case over here was Malicha. But the Rosh holds in Simukuf A that Malicha only has Seres Yashmin HaKlipa. Bishul Dav can be in some. Now, so the Taz is assuming there's two stages to the process. If you have to make the Keva Usser through Malicha, and now that Keva is going to turn around and ask your milk through a mixture. The Taz says, but the Keva only became Usser, can they Klipa? Through Malicha, only became Usser, can they Klipa? Right? So. So why do you need samach over here? Now that there's something strange in that question. The cave only came out to Kaneklipa, so he assumes it only would ask for the milk Kaneklipa. No, that's not true. Now whatever part of it is usher, it asks for besamach. The part which isn't usher doesn't need anything. I take my container of milk. I say, well, the outer layer of the container of milk, I take some of that and I stick it into the milk. Right? So I need some connected. It's awesome. I don't care how it came out now, it's awesome. I need some. Well, I take from the middle part of it. It doesn't need anything. It's mutter. But the Taz says, why do you need some over here? Klippa should be enough. So I call him Kim and Sheeshkan Cholov is a Shomein, which there the Russians mask him that even Ayyidei Malika, the whole Kalika becomes Asr. So his mom see that Cholov has a dinner with Dabar Shomein to answer his kasha. We don't understand the kasha to start with. Now let's rephrase the question. Is a dinner Kaleklipa by milk or by liquids? Right, so that's going to be a discussion we'll see in Tani Bays. That's, you know, you have a case of a Tatal Gavar, cold milk, hot meat, so the meat becomes also Kanei Klipa. What's the status of the milk? The house is nothing, because there's only a Klipa in a liquid. It's constantly moving. There's no thing as a Klipa in a liquid. It immediately constantly mixes. So nothing becomes also. So does a Tad mean to ask, according to the Rosh, Malik only asks Kanei Klipa by a Kachush, so none of the Kavish should be also. And then his answer is, but then the point wasn't Bishul Dafka being in Samach. It's a very funny question. Like, he seems to be putting together two different things. So understand what he means to ask. So assuming that you accept his question, so his answer is it's a Dabar Shomei. It's before Klor and Tani Beis, it's a Dabar Shomein, okay? It's Pezayin, it's a Dabar Shomein, it's a Kasher with the parents, you know, it's a Rutsim, you know what I mean? It's not like this compelling, clear statement in Pezayin, this is a Dabar Shomein. Okay, so that's why I think that all the. So he says, with Ma'aseh Kasha from Kufay, that Cholov was not an Isser Shomein. Musarki and Rabbi Yashiv says, he tells at the end of, over there, and then the Sukkot Yud, he says, I have no idea how to answer the question. Right? So I'm not going to think I answered the Taz's question. So the Kudus Kesev says, L'Kasha Midi. He has, you know, his first answer is, so first answer, you see that his kasha was that when it's only a klipa, by liquid, there's no dinner klipa. He says, but the Taz learns the Rosh holds not like that. The Taz learns the Rosh holds, you can't do klipa, everything becomes awesome. So your whole kasha is not a kasha. So I don't have to say call him a shaman because of that. So there are other ways to answer the kasha. Depending on what his kasha is, see how you can answer the kasha. Um, And then he says, interesting idea, that we can give a nimlach a din of a kavush. Kavush is kliyasis kuloi. So here's a case where malicha makes something a kavush. It hastens the kavisha process. If it comes us rather than kavush, that's the kiddush of the kesses over there. Okay. So that's how you would answer the Taz's kasha. So pasha says we assume that milk. Bottom line is, it's clear in the Gemara that milk is not b'fafeya. It's clear in the Gemara that milk is not so according to Rashi, it means it's not a shame. Now, according to Rashi, the question is, Rashi holds nothing b'fafeya. Even shame is not b'fafeya. But according to the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins and the Rashba, it's the Rashba. The Rashba clearly makes this difference. The Rashba is on record clearly passing the Gemara that by milk it doesn't. So the Rashba is clearly on record that milk is considered kachush. Even though there's fat in milk, right? But it's not enough to have a significance to be considered a Dabashamit. Okay. Let's leave Tezayim, which talks about Kalim, which really is the Taz and Tezayim is interesting. Okay. Shach, Yud Zayin. Let's at least make a dent in it. So what's the case? So the case over here was Ismach was out, so we could go to Bessel B'chol. That we look at the whole the meat is part of the iser. As a kasu the din So, Basim Kalev is called Isur Machmas Atzma, because the item itself is the Isur. Pirish. The Gam came to Hanosh and Nivlami Basim Kalev. I'm talking about a case where meat absorbed milk. The Chen Hevi, the Marai, that's the Trim Sedeshin, in the Goshar Dura, Dakim Moshe, Radrisha, Siftez, Vashar Chodim, Divri Hatur, Shem, Kadivri Machaber, the Klingas Basher, Hablua, Mechalev, Oseris, Chavertab, and Nagia, Beloi, Reitav. Okay, good. So it's supposed to, then that's what the Mechaber say. Okay, and a rash, because the Torah is Baruch, Dvarim Elon Shamru, I feel about the Mechalov, that this halacha, that bliyah, is not Yerzi Mechatecha, Mechatecha, without rights, it's even by Bas Mechalov. Shechalov, Enim Hafeya. I don't get it. So forget about the milk. What about the meat? The meat is nevela. So the meat is nevela. The time of the meat definitely goes to the next katicha. But the guy be this din, we don't say katicha nasa nevela. The guy be this issue that the meat should ask for the next piece of meat, that we don't give it a din of nevela. I'm not sure who the Moro is. Mesubagan ibe basur shekibol tam echolov. Shalhoi boi samach levatle. Vanessa. Veshuv naga kishu cham bebasur acher. So kosub mordechai b'shem ari b'chem esefer etchum with eno yisroi. But the right of b'shmaita tzitibes cholov. The Gemara says it's only true if you mixed it in, stirred it in. Otherwise, it doesn't ask. Now, the sheet of the Ri and the Mordechai is like Rashi that doesn't go mixed tichel tichel below right. Even doesn't go below right. Okay, but that still doesn't address the status of the boss. The kasha, the maishom yehal, the kasha b'sefer chum, the basu b'cholav shani mishar yisun. The chaticha ruli skabed loy b'teila dafkeshu shurash shal iser. Well, she nesal yedei bliyas iser. Okay, basu she nesam yichalav lor minan hachi. Vena b'teila. V'afki mishne shleima hibra v'ris chavim. Tino v'lis kabbish shal basa b'cholav. Eina b'teila akan l'shun. So yes, I don't understand. I have halacha in the dinim of tino v'lis kabbed that basa b'cholav was called Yisra Atzmi. Here I'm saying I got a gemara which is mavur that the next piece of meat is mutter. So the bli of the chol doesn't go out of the piece of meat to the next piece of meat. I got that. But what about the meat? You tell me the meat itself is the issur. The time of the basar goes to the next piece of meat. So what's going on? I have a feirish din that's called continually skabed because the meat itself is the issur. I have a feirish gemara which is mavur that the next piece of meat is mutter because the milk doesn't go out. So who cares about the milk? What about the meat? So he says, Vakashan, Maishna. Sa'at Kalashan. Gamashar of Tamal Sefer Chuma Barnachai Bashem Ri, Psyata Bazet. So again, the Sachuma Deshan is saying, I don't get this. Bzelashan. So now we got this cash. Let's give a teretz. Viera the teretz ksas. Let's try for a teretz, which the Shach is not going to like. Just full disclosure, the Shach is not going to accept this teretz. This teretz is along the lines of what we're saying in the Marshal. Devarei basar b'cholav kolzman shehuma uriv mikri shrosha guvish al yisr. So the basar is just as much of the yisr as the cholav. Now the truth session takes it to the next step. So. Which the sushel is hakat kiddush. Vafilu habasar b'loy cholav. Even the part of the meat which I don't think there's any milk there. Kemoy klai begodim. This man shechu pishtin morav metalis semer. Osis kasas b'cholatalis filibos tshad shein chu pishtin boy. I have a large cloth made out of wool. On one end there's a thread of klein of pishtin. So I understand, I can't cover myself on that side because there's semer and there's pishtin. I want to use the other side of the cloth and leave that part on the ground. Use the other side of the cloth. So I'm only covering myself. I won't leave a henna from semer without pishtin. Right? It's also because kolzman, this garment is a combination of pishtin and semer. Every part of it is also. The semer part of it is also. It's part of a mixture. So the semer is just as much as the problem as the pishtin is. So this semer is Isser. It's not, well, the pishtun is the problem. It's the semer and the pishtun which are the problem. It's like, well, I'm staying away from the pishtun part. Shkayat. What's healthy? Because the semer is part of the problem as well. Okay, now I cut the pishtun off of the talus. I say, well, yeah, but the semer was Isser mitaratsumai. Yeah, it was only semer as long as there's a mixture. When there is a mixture, both are part of the problem. But there's no mixture. And when there's a mixture, I look at each part and say, well right, this mashahu is not mixed with another part. I don't care. But they together in this unit are the problem. So every part of it is problematic. So when you have basar and cholav, the whole chaticha, the basar as well is really this kabe. But if I take the milk out, it's not basar and cholav anymore. Is it the same as the sefta? Well, we pass it as the sefta also. That's the problem, but that's what the Chumash is saying. Let's read it inside. If you cut that part off, it's mutter. Elim cannot get a roitzev. V'havalei kiilu boil yo v'amr lonu nechtach min abosr zech haticha ketana shein ba shum tam cholot. V'am yishori kahid the klai. V'sarach. She's saying that's what the Prima Gadim says. What he's saying is that I have a gemara eshen the sechta osr. The pshat is eshen the osr because the mic said there is a certain amount of tam cholot which remains in the meat. How much? A mashu. See, even though I can't taste the cholav anymore, it's irrelevant because the basar is also because it's basar b'cholav. that which you want to take your basar b'chalav and make an ois basar b'chalav. That you can't do unless there's nothing left. So the original shear to make it osir, you need shear. But once it's basar b'chalav, to filter out and make it mutter, he nearly ought to tell you there's nothing left, even a mashal. That's how the people don't understand what he's saying. So Mela, the Gemara is not shear. Where says after the sarka osir means because there's something left in there. It's just not enough that it should have a top. But the scenario over here is once Chazal told me I have a kimul Chazal that Bliya cannot go mechatech l'tinah below roitzim at a wall in any way, shape, or form, even the mashu. So Elio came to me. Elio told me that there's mamish nothing there. It's not there. He's believed. But sorry. V'chein pasuk marshal b'sefer shalom b'sefer kol begin anasha perkin anasha simim memhei, and that's this marshal that the Taz quoted. Right? Again, the shach's not going to accept it. I just want to point out one thing over here, and then we'll stop here. There's a Tosis in Nida. The Sukkot, one of the main things of Shabbos is in Sefer Nida, of all places. Tosis in Nida. Tosis says that he asked the Kasha, what do you say, Bittu Bogoy? I have a big bag of men out of Samar and one thread of Pishtun. So it's called Shabbos. Say Bittu Bogoy. Tosis says, it's not Shai Bittu Bogoy, because over here the issue is the Tarub. Bittul is what I have an Isser, which Isser is also Be'etzim. And then I mix it with Heter. So if I look at the Pishon as the Isser and the Temer as the Heter, you got a good cash. So for example, there is a Mishnah in the Temple's client. You have a Begah which is made out of Temer Rechelim, which is Temer Betera, and Temer Gemalim, which is not Temer Betera. So over there, talking the Zin of Itzimurai. So the Temer Gemalin, can you about the Temer Rechelin and make it that it's not considered a Begad of Semer, and then you can, if you mix it with Pishon, it's worth it. That's right. But over here, the Isser is not Semer versus, it's not Pishon is the Isser, Semer is the Heter. They together are the Isser. So it's like Pishon Baroi. That is exactly what you did, is put them together. That's the Isser. Right, so even though I have a gigantic garment and there's one piece of Pishon somewhere in the garment, the whole bag is also, because the Tzemer is part of the Isser. And so that's my Basim B'cholim, it's shy, it's such a Musig also. The reason why there's a Shear of Samach is because Derek Mishal lost the Torah. But the Torah describes, I don't cook meat and milk to add 1/1000th of a piece of meat, milk into my meat. So that's not how you combine basar b'chol. But it's not because batsim you need. In other words, over here by basar b'chol, both parties are the problem. Batsim is not a single bittul, person says. 1,000 to 1, there's still no bittul. It's 1,000 threads of tzemer, 1 thread of pishtun, it's also. It's 1,000 to 1. I don't care. So why by basar b'chol is it 16 to 1? It's okay. Derek Mishal is the turn. Because the mice, that's not how you cook milk and meat together. But once it's busted the call of, the instant combination, and you talk and made it that visual, it doesn't become ice busted the call of when you drop it below 60. But if there's no mixture at all, Zot the Tumas Adashim, that's not busted the call of. That's a piece of tzemer and a piece of bishop, and two separate from each other. So that is what I think that the lumpness of what's happening in this transaction, he's saying, originally said we need some. There's no Thomas anymore. Whoa. It's not chanting a Thomas some. Right? So, and it's the lesser. But if nothing at all moves over, then it's not supposed to call it anymore. Again, but the Shach does not accept this. And we'll have to see the Shach tomorrow.